What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Batman News Weekly. This is episode 228 in year 5, and I have to admit that I lied to you. I don't know if you can tell it in my voice, but this is going to be the last podcast. I know that's probably not what some people want to hear. But excuse my non-structured speech throughout this podcast, because it kind of feels like a breakup a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm breaking up with you guys. I want to be 100% honest with you guys. I said this last week, and the reason why I'm saying I'm lying to you is because last week, I believe it was like a question or I was responding to something. I don't know what it was, but I said that I did actually mention that there was a moment when I was like, man, do I even want to do the podcast? Do I want to put out a podcast? And then I responded to saying that I got a little bit of inspiration from seeing one of the podcasts pop off, which it went up another 2,000 views, by the way, which is crazy. I got a little bit inspired by that, but it faded so quickly because, dude, I'm stressing out, man. I'm about the podcast, and the podcast has never been a source of stress for me. And here's the thing. I'm somebody who prides myself on not really ever getting stressed much. And if I do get stressed much, I try to figure out the problem to get rid of it. Because, like, I don't know. I think I've said this before if you've come to my live streams, or I've probably said this on the podcast at some point. I'm a big guy that's like, you know, I have the whole like, oh, I don't want to die kind of thing, but I know it's inevitable, all that kind of jazz. You know, that's a whole different type of discussion. But, you know, you constantly hear that like, oh, stress is a big killer. And I try to limit stress as much as possible. I just want to have fun with things. I want to make sure things that I'm doing are enjoyable. And if I do, and so like, maybe I am stressed all the time, but I never feel it. So when I feel stressed, it's a big thing. And I feel that with the podcast. And there's just so much going on, right? So, like, I'll be real I came to this decision. So, it was multiple things. Last night, I was trying to finish the video for my new channel, which, by the way, go subscribe to the new channel. But I was trying to finish the video for the new channel, and there was just a bunch of random stuff. I was like, okay, I got to finish this video because I want to release it on Wednesday. I've already been late on that. And, like, last week, you guys know, the podcast was late. The podcast was late because I was trying to get a video out for the new channel. I'm trying to be consistent over there, which makes it hard to be consistent over here. And then I also have my job, and it's kind of rough. So yesterday, I'm working on a new video. Also, randomly, and I want to blame this on my health anxiety, which you guys have been, if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, y'all were here when I didn't have anxiety, and you were hopefully here still post-anxiety. But everybody knows I kind of have health anxiety. And yesterday I was like pulling my hair back because, you know, if you've never seen my face before or like me in person or whatever, I have long hair right now. And I was pulling it back and I was like, yo, what is that? And I was like, is my hair falling out, bro? And I honestly don't even know. Like, I think my brain, what happens with health anxiety, for nobody even knows, you start hyperfixating on a little things on your body. Like, any little thing, like, oh my God, this mole, it wasn't there before, and it looks kind of red. Maybe it's skin cancer. Or like, oh no, I have a headache. Is it a brain tumor? Like, your brain goes crazy, essentially. Like, you hyperfixate on every little thing in your life, and it, again, kind of stresses you out. And so yesterday, I'm over here being like, oh no, has it, I mean, I just had my birthday recently too, so I'm just like, another year older. I was like, is it finally happening? And am I gonna lose my hair? And I have a thick head of hair, but it's because I pulled my hair back and I saw a little bit of my scalp. I'm like freaking out now. And that could have happened every single time I've pulled my hair back, but I just noticed it now. That's it. Honestly, that's what it could be. I am somebody that also, I'm not scared to go to the doctor or anything like that. So I will probably, actually, I just went to the doctor today. I went and got some blood work. It's my week, or not my weekly, that would be excessive. My yearly physical. I'm getting some blood work done. I'm going to see the doctor next week to kind of just keep my health in check. I recommend everybody doing that if you have the ability to. I know not everybody has insurance, but I'm doing that just for my own health and, you know, sanity. And I'll probably go get my hair checked, because if I am losing it, well, I'm like, oh, it's better to be preventative now, you know, whatever. Or at least I'll know. I think that's the biggest thing with me is answers. I want answers to things. And it's not that like I'm scared of this or I'm scared of that. I'm scared of not knowing the answer, I think, is more so. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's really weird. We can have a deeper conversation about that some other time, probably during a live stream or something. But yeah, I don't know. So I wake up to that yesterday, just stressing about that for no reason. Then I'm working on this video all day, get the video out, pass subscribers. So I'm nearing like 400 on the new channel, and I get that out, and then I'm like, fuck, I have the podcast still. And I'm like, I gotta get the books. I gotta read the books. I mean, and then I gotta talk about the pod. I was like, oh man, I don't even have the topics ready yet. And it's just like, dude, I was like, oh, I didn't ask anybody for questions. And I legit started getting stressed out. Like, I was so stressed because I was like, oh, the fuck. And dude, it wasn't even podcast day yet. It was the day before. But, you know, when it comes to the podcast, like, we're kind of planning through the whole week, essentially. Like, oh, if something popped off, like, oh, we should talk about that on the podcast. And like, oh, this new book came out, we should talk about it on the podcast. I have time to read throughout the whole week. I don't really have that anymore, especially doing everything by myself right now, right? So that is why I've kind of come to the decision of, I think, just ending the podcast. And I think a lot of it, too, is... it's just bad timing, man. Because I know a lot of people might be like, oh, dude, podcast went down once Clay left. And I would probably agree a little bit with that. I think for the first few weeks, I was able to hold it down. But, dude, these last few weeks, obviously the podcasts have gotten shorter. I forgot to record an hour that one time. It's just been a lot, to be honest. But, yeah, I think it was just bad timing, man. Because for those of you that don't know the whole story of Batman News Weekly, you know, I've always mentioned this. I was originally the one that I wanted to start the podcast. I invited Clay for the first episode to be on the first episode of the podcast. Then I did, I think, the next two or three episodes by myself. I think it was two. And then I asked Clay if he wanted to be on full time, like, you want to come on, be a co-host. He said he was down. And then we did the podcast together for, I don't know, 200 episodes, something like that. I think Clay's been off of what, like, in the last 2 to 3 months, he's been like, I don't know, well, that's 12 episodes. So he's been in like, he's missed like 8 to 10, maybe. I don't know. And so, like, you know, it's only been 2 months without him, but like, I think the podcast is just better. I've always said that one person podcasts are just, they're not great. Like, I mean, even, you know, look at like a, I mean, granted, I'm not a listener of this show anymore, but like Joe Rogan, right? Even he has a guest. Like, that's what kind of keeps it going. Or he has somebody across from him, whether it be like one of his people or whatever. He's never hosting the show by himself, even though it's just his name on it. And there's not really many people that can hold down a show by themselves. Like, it's not that entertaining, in my opinion. So it was always good to have Clay around, because we were able to bounce ideas off of each other. And granted, I feel like we agreed most of the time, but it was interesting when we didn't agree or when we both just had different perspectives, you know what I mean? And so, like, I think that was kind of the charm of the show and what was nice. And we both spoke our mind, which was really cool. But, you know, going into 2023, or I should say going into episode 200, I don't want to say 2023, because going into episode 200, we were going to have a big change in the podcast, because this is podcast 228. I think I could safely say that out of 228 podcasts, I've edited like 220. Definitely 200 for sure. I don't know if Clay has done that many podcasts. And so, like, I've edited every single one. When it was just the audio ones, that was me. When we started doing video, it was me. So, like, I've been doing all the edits. I've been doing all the uploads and everything. Clay was doing, like, the research, and, like, he had the knowledge of comic books and all of that kind of stuff. And I had no problem with the situation that was going for the longest time. But because I knew the new channel was going to be a thing, I wanted Clay to start taking over editing on episode 200. So that was going to be the plan. He was going to take over editing for the show. And then we were also going to be launching content. Like, that was the new thing too. And we tried. We definitely tried. But, you know, I think we just didn't plan for it well enough, to be honest. Because we didn't even do a test. Like, we should have done a test. I don't know why we thought it was just going to work perfectly. Clay could edit the podcast. He just had shit internet and he wasn't able to upload the podcast. And that was a problem. And I was like, oh, it doesn't really make any sense because, you know, he could edit the podcast, but then by the time he could send it to me to upload, it would just be, or by the time he could upload it, it would be like the next day. Like, it was just so bad. And if there was a mistake, then we'd have to do the whole process over again. And I was just like, I'll keep editing the podcast. Like, that's what we'll do. And then, you know, unfortunately, Clay up and had to move. He had to move. And like, it just so happened when I launched the new channel too, right? And I was like, oh no. So it was just like, and by the way, I need to make this very clear. I am not putting this on Clay in any way, shape, or form. I'm just explaining the facts. Like, this is what happened. Like, it was just poor timing all around. Because don't forget, Clay was on an episode when we started doing, when he had already moved. I think it was like a week or two after he moved, he was on an episode. But then we weren't able to just lock down a time. Like, it was the busy season for the job he was working. And so, like, and I was like, oh, well, that's going to make the podcast late and yada, yada. And it was just bad timing, man. And that happens in life, you know? It happens in life. And so I was like, you know what? I can carry the podcast. I can do this. But, you know, when you start a new channel and, you know, you start seeing it grow, you're like, oh, I need to keep up this amount of work. Because you guys got to remember, when I launched the channel, dude, it took a year to make that channel. And it didn't take me a year to edit all those videos, but it took me about 60 days to edit all those videos, to, like, you know, get the concepts going, to write them out, to edit them, to do all of that. And now I'm trying to do it week to week. I'm trying to launch one video a week, and I have some bigger videos I want to launch, but I'm like, oh shit, I'm not going to have a video for this week. I need to do a different video. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. And so, you know, I'm somebody that, like, when I finish something productive, I want to be able to take a break, even if it's like the next day or just a few hours. Like, I'm like, all right, I uploaded the podcast or I did this. I want to chill for a bit. And that hasn't been the case lately because I'm dropping videos Wednesday night on the new channel and then it's podcast day on Thursday. And it wouldn't be so bad if I wasn't having to like do it by myself right now. You know what I mean? And like, it would probably be easier. Like, if Clay was still here, you know, even if I was still editing the podcast, he'd be getting the sources and he'd be doing all of that kind of stuff. Even the reading, like if I could not read books for a week and he's like, I read them all. And I'm like, all right, cool. That'd be awesome. Maybe it'd be easier, but it's not the case right now. And I did talk to Clay, by the way. I'm not just doing this without letting Clay know. I did let Clay know that I was going to end the podcast, and his latest update was that I believe he got a new job, but, you know, he still can't edit right now, and the podcast would still be a little later than we normally record, but, you know, it's still, he still needs to have I think his wife has also got her job to worry about, so it's just, the timing's just really poor right now, and, so yeah, and again, I don't want to keep putting out inferior products. I'm not somebody that, look, this podcast had us shitting on people so much when it was bad products and whatever. And maybe you guys are like really nice and you didn't want to say anything about the podcast, but I feel the podcast has been lacking, you know, when it's become a solo story. And I don't really want to put out an inferior product. And again, it's like super stressing lately. And I just want to, you know, as I get older, I've noticed, like, you put things into perspective and you see what's important, what's not important, what's going to get you somewhere, what's not going to get you somewhere. And you start deciding, like, I am putting a bigger emphasis on health lately. Also, one thing I haven't been able to do is I usually have been working out and, like, trying to go, like, on, like, a treadmill walk or walks or whatever. And I haven't been doing that because I've been like, oh, okay, that's done. Oh, I got to do the podcast. And like, okay, I'll sacrifice working out to do the podcast. And then like, oh man, I got my job. I think that's what pays the bills. And so it's been a lot. So I just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that. And because I hate when podcasts do this, right? Like, we're going on a hiatus, guys, but we're gonna try to come back. We're going to try to be, you know, once things get settled down, we're going to come back. I don't want to give false hope like that. But what I will say, to contradict what I just said, I'm not going to promise this, but I'm saying I'm down to do one more episode to officially close out the podcast. And that one episode would be if I can get Tom King on the podcast. That would be, I think, the best way to officially end the podcast. Is with the Tom King interview, because he's the reason this podcast started, and it would just be perfect for him to be the reason why it ended, which is ironic because this week, the first encounter with Joker or whatever that he wrote in Brave and the Bold came out, and it was okay. It wasn't great. We'll just go out with saying that since Killing Alfred started this podcast, we'll say that, Killing, the first encounter between Batman and Joker killed this podcast. No. But yeah, I don't know. So that's kind of what's happening. That's what I'll say. What's ironic about this whole thing is the video I dropped yesterday on my new channel. Which I'll say, you should go check out that video because it's about like how buying digital content is dangerous, which is something we've talked about on this podcast. So, and I've been a big proponent of digital content, but I tell a story about how I had my digital content taken away from me recently. So definitely go check out that new channel on the video because I do give a shout out to the podcast, which is why I'm saying ironic is I mentioned, I'm like, I run a Batman podcast and then the day after I'm shutting it down, essentially. So I don't know. So I think it's pretty funny and in a sad way that, I don't know what I'm going to title this podcast, Batman News Weekly, One Bad Day, something like that. But yeah, I just want to let you guys know that I appreciate every single one of you that ever listened to this podcast, ever contributed to this podcast. And I don't know. It sucks because like I never got around to doing this, and I will drop this eventually, and maybe I'll post something here. Maybe I'll post a video or something so you guys can see it. But I have like Batman News Weekly pins. They're Bat from the Box pins. Some people that have been around my channel for a really long time know what they are. But I was like, oh yeah, once the podcast gets going more, you know, in the future, I'm going to put those out for sale. And like, you know, I'll ship them out to people and whatnot. And well, unfortunately, I still have those. I still have a bunch of them. And I'm going to put them on my shop at some point. But I just wasn't able to do it while the podcast is going. You know what I mean? Unfortunately. So that'll be something that'll happen in the future. And maybe, I'll post something here on the community notes or whatever. If you guys want to pick up yourself a commemorative Batman News Weekly pin in the future. Thanks for listening to this podcast for so long. You know, it's been almost 5 years, y'all. You know, we say we're in year five because when we get to episode 260, that will be officially 5 years of episodes. So that's why we say we're in year five. I don't know. Like we made it into the top 10 of Batman podcasts. Like we were legit in the top 10. Which was really awesome. I think maybe we offered something different than other podcasts didn't. I hope so. We talked about a variety of different things. We tried to give you a glimpse into our lives at times. And it was fun. Like, it was genuinely fun to have this podcast going. And since it's not fun for me right now, I think that's the reason why I want to end it. Because I don't want it to be something that I hate. I'll be honest with you. This is what I was hoping, you know, besides the like wanting to launch content and make this channel like a top Batman channel, which would have been great if we were able to do that. We just never got around to it. I was hoping that this podcast was still going to be running when I was like getting on track to maybe write for Batman or whatever. And, you know, that's just not going to be the case. But I will say maybe not stressing about this and also having more time to myself will allow me to write those Batman books that I've always wanted to write, those Batman stories and whatnot. And I will leave this open because I haven't talked to Clay about this. Like, I just told him that this was going to be I was more than likely going to end the podcast as soon as today. And I'd rather not drag it out and be like, all right, guys, we're going to get to episode 230. This is kind of like the way The Walking Dead just ended. Didn't they end like at 292? Like, they were so close to 300 and they're like, no, we're just going to fucking end it. Kind of the same thing. Like, you don't expect it. You weren't expecting the ending. And I think it's just kind of the best way to do it as well. But I will say this, if for whatever reason, if Clay wants to still post some content on the future, like if he wants to, when he's up and going and he's able to do some editing work and he wants to make some content, I'll totally be down. If he wants to still doing some shorts or some long forms, to upload it, post it here and keep going. Maybe if I have a Batman topic I want to talk about, I'll drop it here too. And so like, there's still, I'm totally open to content in the future on this channel, but I don't want to keep saying, oh, the podcast is going to keep going every week. And again, like, I'm not going to say that this is a hiatus. I'm not going to give you false hope. If it comes back in the future, awesome. But if it were to come back in the future, it would be because I'm not editing it. Like, I'm genuinely just showing up to talk about Batman and leave. Like, that would be the only way I can do it because, there's a lot going on, man. The one thing, I'll give you some inside information right now that's going on, because I don't really ever talk about my editing job too much, but I'm working on something really cool, and I hope you guys do go follow my new channel, which is the Juice from the Box channel. I believe there's a link. I'll put a link in the description in this, and I'll also put a link in the description for those that you listen on Spotify. I'll post it in the Spotify links as well. But at my job, I have been working on a project where I'm the art director, and this should be coming out hopefully in the next month or two, and all the art and all the like idea behind it is mine. I'll clarify those elements in the future. I can't give out too much about it, but essentially anything artistic about the project is all me. And it feels pretty cool. I'm going to explain this in a future video on the new channel. It's a reason why I tell everybody to go subscribe to the Juice from the Box channel. The new one, by the way. If you don't know, because you might pull up the old one. It's a picture. It's like an AI picture of me with a blue background. That is the new channel. The old one has like a Jokerized version of me that's like a cartoon. It's not that channel. That's the dead channel. I'm going to be doing a video talking about like why this channel took me a year to make. Because, and explain kind of why it took so long to launch the new channel. And in that channel, that video will go up when we launch this project officially. And that way people can go check out this new project when it's out. And it's something I've been working on for a long time. And so when I'm not doing the podcast and like I'm not doing the new channel and I'm not even doing like my duties at my job, I'm also working on that project. And so, and I think that's going to be cool. Like I'm really excited about that project. And I think that's kind of how I want to view things going forward, is being excited about projects and excited about things to do. And I was hoping that Batman News Weekly was going to be that. Like I genuinely do. Or I genuinely did, I should say. And I wanted to make some of the best videos and the best content. And I think had the new channel not been like the idea originally, like I've always told myself I was going to relaunch, right? I think we could have probably grown the Batman News Weekly channel like pretty well, like if we really focused in on it and this was like the only thing I was doing. But it's also like that was never going to happen because I got away from doing this kind of content for a reason, right? Like the podcast partially killed the old channel because I wasn't going to do double videos. Like, I'm like, dude, everything I talked about, I said on the podcast. Why would I also make a video about it? You know what I mean? I've said that a million times. But I think, like, I don't know. So that was never really a thing. It was just hoping that, like, oh, yeah, if stuff popped off, like, if I had free time, I was going to make videos. And then, you know, Clay was talking about really wanting to get into content creation, and this would have been the perfect avenue for that. You know what I mean? So I will say, like, I think I've kind of said everything, you know, that I've wanted to say about that. It is kind of weird because it has been like a, you know, like a routine each week. It's like, oh yeah, podcast time. And it's been, like I said, going on 5 years, man. Like, it's insane. But I think, like, I just don't want to stress about it, man. Like, it's, I genuinely, like, last night was stressing about everything, whether it be health anxiety stuff or, you know, getting out the new channel. And, like, dude, I also think people don't understand, like, how much goes into YouTube nowadays, dude. Like, having, like, how much pressure is on, like, getting a perfect title, a perfect thumbnail, a good video concept. Like, it's not like it used to be where you could just turn on a camera and talk some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, do something. Like, it's got to be, like, solid videos. Now, there are some people out there that get by and do that and are able to do cool stuff. But, like, and, you know, that's awesome for those people. And I'm glad they – I totally muted my mic for a little second. Sorry about that. You know, people have – you know, it's – people are out there that do that. And they get through there, or they're able to crack that code somehow. But for the most part, if you want to grow on YouTube and you want to, you know, make things happen, you got to put in a lot of effort. And I just can't put in effort between two channels anymore. That's why if you found me through the reaction channel, that channel's dead too, because like everything's focused on the new channel now. And that's essentially it. I'm hoping that, you know, the like I said, the new channel is growing too. Like I said, we, in 2 months, I've surpassed, I would say two months. In 2 months, I've surpassed the Batman News Weekly subs and views in that, you know, in 5 years. In 2 months, I've done what I've done in 5 years on this channel. And it sucks to say that because it's like, oh, so you don't care about this channel? No, that's not the case at all. I've enjoyed every interaction we've had on here, the people we've talked to, good or bad. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it gives you a glimpse into the viewers, and it gives you a glimpse into the readers and stuff like that. And, I don't know. I think it was just kind of, there's nothing that I regret about making the podcast or anything like that. I wish we could have done more is kind of what I wanted to do. But I think the new channel is going to have most of my focus besides the, you know, that creative project that I'm working on, and more time to write. You know what I mean? If you guys didn't see that on the new channel, I made a goals list. My goal is to finish a series this year and finish a short film. Writing a short film. I don't know if we'll be able to film it. But these are the kind of things that I want to do. And I think sometimes when you have goals to achieve other things, you have to sacrifice some things. And unfortunately, the podcast is that. I don't know. I do enjoy the idea of podcasting. Maybe there will be a Juice from the Box podcast or some iteration of that in the future. And who knows? If I have a team of people, again, that I could ever get to the point of, I don't got to edit shit because I hate editing, to be honest. But, you know, you got to do it until you have money to not do it. And I'd be down to talk about Batman and stuff again. But if not, hopefully the next time you guys hear me, well, like, I'm gonna still be live streaming. So if you guys want to talk about Batman, just come to the fucking live streams. If I'm being honest, I'll talk about Batman all day on the live streams. Follow me on twitch.tv/juicefromthebox or on my YouTube channels. I will be promoting my Twitch on my YouTube channel in the future as well, so people can go subscribe over there. But you know, if I'm not talking about Batman on this podcast, hopefully the next time I'm talking about Batman is because I'm writing him. So, unfortunately, guys, that is going to be it. I thought about doing, you know, some reviews and doing, you know, last viewer questions. I will answer your viewer questions in the comments of last week's episode and this week's episode. If you guys are listening on the audio version, feel free to jump over to the YouTube channel, say any farewells or what you thought about the podcast or what you hated about the podcast too. Feel free, sound off in the comments on that. And I do hope that you guys, if you want to keep up with me, go follow me on the new channel, because that's where I'm going to be posting videos every week. I post shorts. I post like 2 or 3 shorts a week as well. So there's content flowing over there. And you might see a comic related video over there at some point. Who knows? Because I don't care. Oh, by the way, random bit of information. I got a refund on my Justice League Kills the Suicide Squad game because I'm not hearing great things about that game, and I paid $108 for it, and I'm like, yeah, let me get that money back. And luckily, I was able to get a refund because it hasn't come out. So if you were looking for me to play that game on stream, that's not going to happen anymore. My bad. But, you know, I just figured I'd save the money because I'm not liking what I'm hearing. Also, did you see that Joker? The Joker design? Did you also hear the concept of the Joker? Because it's not the same Joker that died in the Arkham series. It's a Joker from another world that doesn't know how to be Joker yet or some shit like that. Like, that would have probably been one of the topics we talked about this week had I not decided to do this. But yeah, that's going to be it, guys. I appreciate everybody that has listened over the last 5 years. I appreciate Batman fans in general. I appreciate Batman, you know, as somebody who has, you know, I think Batman is the reason why this podcast went on for so long. And even me trying to keep it alive by myself is because, you know, you don't read Batman. He doesn't become your favorite character without trying to be a little bit like him, you know, trying to come up with contingency plans, trying to make things happen, even when they seem like they're at the worst situation possible. But even Batman, I think, has had moments where you're just like, that person's too far gone. You know, I just got to make sure he doesn't harm anybody else, stuff like that. Or, you know, you can't save everybody. It's kind of just what happens. And you know what? Sometimes you just can't even save a podcast. But that's going to be it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to drag this on anymore. I appreciate you. I thank you. Maybe I even love you. I don't know. But you guys are awesome. I appreciate you listening this whole time. I am your host, Juice Wayne. Fanboy Clay has always been Fanboy Clay. You can probably find him on Instagram and Twitter at Fanboy Clay. But as always, remember, Batman is awesome. See you guys.